Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Hey. As we continue here in the first parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara continues to discuss Baal Ta'acher and the deadlines for bringing karbanos, and the Gemara tries to figure out exactly which yontif, which chag it goes by, and the different shitas in the Tanoim. But the Gemara here on daf Hey and Aleph brought up a discussion of Sviras HaOmer. Sviras HaOmer is mentioned, right? The Gemara quotes what's quoted also in Maseches Menachos, Mitzvah L'Bimnei Yomei, or Mitzvah L'Bimnei Shvuei. It's a mitzvah to count days, it's a mitzvah to count weeks. So this gives us the opportunity a little bit to talk about Sviras HaOmer, which doesn't come up that often in Shas. Maseches Menachos is the main discussion of it, because that's where, of course, the Karban HaOmer is discussed. The special two karbanos mincha that surround the days of Sviras HaOmer on the second day of Pesach, when we bring the karban HaOmer from barley to matir, the new grain in the world, and on Shavuos when we bring the Shnei HaLechem, which is the new karban from the new wheat, where we matir the karbanos mincha from the new grain in the Beis HaMikdash. So let's talk a little bit about this this mitzvah, and we'll see how far we will get. The Gemara Menachos has a similar line to what our Gemara has, a mitzvah l'mimne yomi, a mitzvah l'mimne shvue, but it's only one of the shitos. The Gemara there has a couple of opinions. The Gemara there says, Amar Abaya. Abaya says what our Gemara has. Mitzvah l'mimne yomi, mitzvah l'mimne shvue. It's a mitzvah to count days, mitzvah to count weeks. It's the only time we have such a independent mitzvah of counting. We know there's also counting by a nida. The nida has to count until she becomes tahora to her husband. But there's no separate mitzvah daraisa to count there, or a zava, I should say, which nowadays that's what we assume nidas are. But Abaye says, the mitzvah count days, mitzvah count weeks. But there the Gemara quotes another opinion. Rabbanan de'mei Ravashi mani yomei umani shvuei. The Rabbanan de'mei Ravashi did this, they counted days and weeks. Ameimar mani yomei velo mani shvuei. The Gemara Menachos quotes a second opinion, though, of Ameimar, who only counted days and didn't count weeks. Why do you only count days and not weeks? Amar zecher lemigdashu. He said, well, it's a zecher lemigdash. It's a zecher lemigdash. So what exactly does that mean? What the first opinion said, it wasn't a zecher lemigdash? What does it mean? Zecher lemigdash, we know, comes up in various sugyas. We spoke about different types of zecher lemigdash in the past. Maybe we'll touch on that again. But what are they arguing about? So one possibility is that maybe this is a gufa. The machlokes rishonim is based on this machlokes tanoim. And that is, bizman hazeh, what level chiyuv is the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer? What level chiyuv? Bizman hamigdash, we know there was a mitzvah d'arais that accounts from the karban HaOmer until Shavuos. But what about bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh, what level chiyuv is the mitzvah? So the Tosfos in Maseches Menachos tells us that it is a mitzvah d'rabanan. It's a mitzvah d'rabanan. Why? Because mida araisa, the counting is from the karban. We don't have a karban nowadays. So if we don't have a karban, so then you're missing an ikar part of the mitzvah. Missing an ikar part of the mitzvah. And that's why some rishonim say the mitzvah Sviras HaOmer is d'rabanan bizman hazeh. That's why Tosfos there in Menachos says, nireh de'besavich hashecha yachal levarich. Ve'etzorach lahamten she'evad delayla. Tosfos says that you're already allowed to count sfira during Bein Hashmashos. Right after Shkia, before it gets to be Vaday Laila, you are already allowed to count Sviras HaOmer. Why? Because Tosfos says it's a Sveika Durabanan. Savei Durabanan Lakula. Because it's only a mitzvah Durabanan Bizman Azeh. So you don't have to wait till Vaday Laila. It's not like matzah. Right? Matzah is Daraisa today. Right? The Chassam Sofer points that out. The only mitzvah of eating that we have today that is Daraisa is matzah. There's no more truma. There's no more challah. There's no more karbanos. All we have is matzah. So that's the araisa. But says Tosfos in Menachos that if you're not sure about whether you could count Sviras HaOmer, let's say you daven mincha, and you daven meir, if you daven meir early, it's still Bein HaShemashos, you know, you're worried you're going to forget if you don't count the shul, but it's not really nighttime yet. It's Bein HaShemashos. Says Tosfos, it's okay, you're allowed to count during Bein HaShemashos, because it's a Savi Drabanan. So again, Tosfos clearly holds this, it's a mitzvah Drabanan Bizman Hazeh. Right, the Baal HaMor, the end of Pesachim also, where the Rishonim discuss this, the Baal HaMor, the other Rishonim discuss it at the end of Pesachim. Why? Because most of them didn't write a commentary on Maseches Menachos, and the end of Pesachim, where it's talking about Pesach, so the end of Pesach, you talk about Sviras HaOmer, that's where the Rishonim discuss Sviras HaOmer. So the Baal HaMor there, in the end of Pesachim, quotes the question that the Rishonim ask, and that is, why isn't there a bracha of Shehechianu on the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer? Whenever we have a mitzvah that's Bami Zman L'Zman, that comes up every so often during the year, lulav and shofar and sukkah, right? We always have as shechianu. Where's the shechianu by Sefiras HaOmer? Even if it's a mitzvah rabbanon, right? Halakas Neros, Chanukah, and Purim, Megillah, we always get a shechianu. Where's the shechianu when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer? That's a question that the Rishonim are already bothered by. Number one. So then he has another question, which is not for us now. Says the Baal Amor, there at the end of Psachim, he quotes this Amemar. He quotes this line called Zecha LeMigdash, meaning, he says, V'yafa bishan amonim yamu shvus, and even though we happen to count both, minnaku biyadenu, ava lahatino zman ein lanu. Why? Why isn't there any Shechianu? V'od, shalemot zomotzino berchaz man, el bedavar sheish bo shum hana. Shechianu was on a mitzvah that's pure joy. That's pure, unadulterated simcha. There's no downside. There's no negative. Kigona tilas lulav, shuba l'simcha, v'tkiya shofar, l'zikaran ben yisrael avim shabashamayim. Lulav, it's part of our simchas yantif, and shofar brings our memory in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mikra megillah, t'chas rachmana alanu parkinan, megillah, Hashem had rachmanis on us and saved us in the Purim story. U'pidyon aben, pidyon aben, we're so happy, the father's so happy that he has a son that's living after a month. But Sefiras HaOmer, here's the line, Ein bo zecher l'shum hana'a, elo la'agmas nafshenu, l'churban beis ma'avyenu. We count Sefiras HaOmer, and we asher g'shem al Sefiras HaOmer, and then we say, Sefiras HaOmer, it gives us a tinge of sadness. Omer, where's the Omer? Where's the Beis HaMikdash? You call this a mitzvah? We're missing an ikar part of it. Says the Baal Amor, that's why we don't say a Shechianu, because the mitzvah is tinged with sadness. And that's why, as we know, out of all the mitzvahs that we do, we don't do too many of them that right after we do the mitzvah, we daven for the Beis HaMikdash. Right after we cast Sefiras HaOmer, what do we say? HaRachmonu Yachzor Lo Na'avod the Beis HaMikdash L'Mkoma, B'Meir of Yameinu. What do we do that for? What do we daven for the Beis HaMikdash after Sefiras HaOmer? We don't say something like that after Lulav. We don't say something like that after Shofar. But that's the point, according to the Baal Amor, because it's tinged with sadness, because we're missing an ikar part of the mitzvah. You count from the karbon. We don't have a karbon today. So, therefore, the Baal Amor says, there's no Shechianu. But what do you see from the Baal Amor? That it's Drabanan of Bismanaseh. But it's clear that it's Drabanan, we're lacking something major. So Tosfos and the Baal Amor and the Ran and the Rashba, Rov Rishonim hold that Sefiras HaOmer Bismanaseh is Drabanan. The Rambam does not. The Rambam does not give any impression that the mitzvah is not in full today. The Rambam and Hilchos Tmi Dinu Musafin. That's also interesting. The Rambam puts the halacha Sefiras HaOmer not in Hilchos Pesach, not in Hilchos Matzah, not in Hilchos Yantif. The Rambam puts it in Hilchos Karbanos Tmi Dinu Musafin. The Rambam says mitzvahs aseh, which makes it all the more interesting that we don't have Karbanos today. The Rambam holds this mitzvah is somehow connected to Karbanos, and yet he puts it in Hilchos Karbanos, and he counts it as Daraisa. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Zeit Lispar Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Miyom Havos HaOmer. It's a mitzvah Daraisa to count from the day that you bring the Omer. That's his Lashon. Miyom Havos HaOmer. Shenehemar Usfartim Lachemim Machrat HaShabbos. Sheva Shabbosos. Umitzvah Lominos HaYomim Ima Shavuos. It's a mitzvah to count days and weeks. Shenehemar Tisfru Chamishim Yom. Right, because one pasuk says Shiva Shavuos Tisperlach. One pasuk says Tisfru Chamishim Yom. So we count days and we count weeks. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah zu al kol ish mi Yisrael, b'chol makom u'b'chol zman. The mitzvah applies always. Always, b'chol makom zman. The Rambam says, women are pturos, zman groma. That's also a big topic. We'll see if we have time. But it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So it's interesting. According to the Rambam, it's obviously not connected to the carbon, because we don't bring a carbon today, and it's still d'oraisa. But he puts it in Hilchos Tmidinu Musafin, which makes it sound like it is connected to the carbon. Right, it must be that it's connected to the chiyuv of the karban, not connected to the actual bringing of the karban. We're not actually bringing the karban today. But the Rambam says it's connected to the karban. It must be, there's still a chiyuv to bring the karban today. We just can't. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Mizbeach, we don't have a Kohanim Miyuchasim probably. We have a lot of problems that why we can't bring karbanas today. But the Rambam still says it's Daraisa, so it must be because the Rambam holds that the mitzvah Daraisa is to count from the day that there's a chiyuv to bring the karban. And that we have today, even though we can't actually bring the karban. So maybe, one possibility, maybe that's the machlokes amoraim in the Gemara, in Menachos. Right? Abaya holds, like our Gemara says, it's a mitzvah to count days and weeks. Ameimar says it's only a mitzvah to count days, not weeks. Why? Zecha l'migdash. Maybe this is exactly the machlokas Amoraim. Abaya says it's a mitzvah daraisa. Bizman hazeh, Abaya lived after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Right, Abaya was one of the Amoraim. So maybe Abaya holds like the Rambam. The Rambam holds like Abaya. It's a daraisa, and that's why mitzvah l'mimne yomi, mitzvah l'mimne shvuei. But according to Mar Bar Avashi, according to Amemar says only days in a week, zeichel l'mikdash, and therefore there's only a mitzvah to count days. And there are many hanafkaminas, by the way, in terms of whether it's daraisa, whether it's drabanan, what we just mentioned before, Tosfos, right? Whether you're allowed to count ben hashmashos. Do you have to wait till it's Vade Laila? Is it a Safek Durabanan? We're Machmir to assume it's Durabanan. How we Machmir? Is that like usually a Kula when it's Durabanan? Not a Chumrah. We're Machmir. The Shulchan Aruch says if somebody asks you what night of the sphere it is, we don't say what tonight is if we didn't count yet. Right? We say what yesterday was. Right? Why do we say what yesterday was? Because we paskin that by Mitzvahs Durabanan, Mitzvahs Ein Srichas Kavana. You might not need Kavana when you do a Mitzvah Durabanan. So when somebody asks me what night of Sfirah it is, I say 14. Oh, I wasn't having kavanah to do the mitzvah, but tough. It could be that you were yotzei the mitzvah. So if you were yotzei the mitzvah already, because it's a mitzvah drabanan, ain't sarah kavanah. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach. A big discussion, machlokas tanoim, amaram, rishon, and poskim, whether mitzvah srichas kavanah, ain't srichas kavanah. But we're machmer to assume that maybe Sfirah Omer does not need kavanah, and therefore maybe you're yotzei just by saying the number. So therefore, that's why our minhag is not to say the number, so that we're not yotzei the mitzvah before we count. That's one nafkamina, right? Another one is also even the lashon, right? We say in the many have the minhag of saying the hinni muchan before sfiras haomer. L'kayim mitzvah saseh shel sfiras haomer. Really, it's a mitzvah saseh. Maybe that lashon is not correct. Bizman hazeh, you shouldn't say l'kayim mitzvah saseh. So some poskim say you should say it. L'kayim mitzvah. Right, okay, mitzvah. Right? Others say, no, just leave it. It's a mitzvah saseh, but deep down, you're right, nowadays it's only drabanan, but deep down it's a mitzvah saseh daraisa. So there are different discussions. Rav Avadya Yosef says in a tshuva, maybe you should change the lashon. The Divrei Yatziv, the Kleisenberger says maybe you should defend the nusach. Right? It means it doesn't ruin the kavana for the daraisa, doesn't ruin the mitzvah drabanan. Okay. But either way, there's a problem with this whole approach. Why? Because the Ran himself, the Ran himself and our minug, right? We hold, the Ran holds this drabana bizman hazeh, like the Balamar, like Tosfos. But what do? We count both. Rov Rishonim assume that bizman hazeh, we count both days and weeks. So what do we say according to the first shot of the machlokas? Ah, Amemar says it's drabanan, so you only count days. Abaya holds, like our Gemara says, it's daraisis, you count days and weeks. But we count days and weeks, and we assume it's drabanan, according to most. That doesn't work. So there has to be another way to explain the machlokas. So the other way is, again, something that we might have had a shiur on a couple of years ago. I don't remember. But it's a crucial machlokas. And that is, maybe there's a deeper idea about what zecher l'mikdash means. When Amemar says you're only counting days and weeks, he says zecher l'mikdashu. What does that mean? So we mentioned there are two gemaras, there are two contexts in Shas where zecher l'mikdash comes up. And you get a very different impression from the two different Gemaras. The last daf in Cheskas Habatim, daf Samach in Baba Basra. The last daf, that's where the Gemara talks about when you build a house, you should leave a little bit unfinished. When you're at a wedding, you put ashes on the head of the chassan. Right? When you set the table, we don't do all these things. When you set the table, leave a space open. A woman shouldn't wear a certain type of tiara, a certain type of crown at her wedding. All these halachas of Zeichel and Mikdash. And the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, Imashkechech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini Tegba Lashon Lechigim Azkorechi. Beautiful Gemara. Fine. But there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that we had more recently in Daf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara says, how do you know, right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made 9 takanos. Right, he lived at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He realized that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't coming so soon. And therefore, he said, we have to remember the Beis HaMikdash. So he made 9 takanos. Zeichel HaMikdash. Right, well, he's, right, according to the Torah, we should only hold a lulav one day in Beit Shemesh. That's it. Only the Beis HaMikdash gets 7 days. Right, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rambam, outside of Yerushalayim, you only shake a lulav, dalad minim, one day. But we do 7 days. Why? Because zecher l'mikdash. Shav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Chadash is usur, right? According to the Torah, it's only usur until you bring the Karban Ha'omer, or the morning of the second day of Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, no, you have to do it till after. Yom HaNeif Kulo Asur. Right? You have to wait till after that day. Many takanas. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk, right, to telling us what had the basis for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's actions, that we have a kadav of Zecha LeMikdash. Tzion hi Doresh Ein La, Michal Deboi Drisha. Right? You have to remember the base of Mikdash. So why does the Gemara quote two different psukim for Zecha LeMikdash? We have Emeshkachich Yerushalayim, that's in Maseches Bava Basra, and we have Tzion hi Doresh Ein La in Maseches Sukkah. And you also get two different feelings from these Gemaras. Said the Brisker Rav and others, there are two types of Zecha LeMikdash. There are two types of halachos that were instituted to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Number one Zecha LeMikdash is mourning practices. Mourning, M-O-U. Mourning practices. That's one type of Zecha LeMikdash. We might call that Zecher LeChurban HaMikdash. Zecher that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That's one type of Zecha LeMikdash. And that's based on the Pasuk of Emeshkachech Yerushalayim. And that's why we put ashes on the head of a chassan. And that's why we leave a space in the house that's open. But there's another type of Zecha LeMikdash. Not a Zecha LeChorban HaMikdash, but Zecher LeBinyan HaMikdash. A Zecher to what was done during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Right, and that's not a sad halacha, that's a happy halacha. That's an inspiring halacha. We should try to remember what they did bisman. There was the Beis HaMikdash that was built, that was standing. The Brisker Rav says, there in Menachas, and Daf Samach Vav, Venire, he says, maybe these two approaches of Zecha LeMikdash, right, maybe that's the machlokas here in Menachas Samach Vav. It's not a machlokas whether the Sfiras Omer is Daraisa Durabanan. Maybe everybody agrees it's Durabanan Bizman Aseh. Everybody agrees it's Durabanan. The question is, what type of Durabanan is this? This is remembering what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, right? If they're both Rabbanan, you got to figure out where the Rambam gets the Shita from. Okay, Kasha. But let's say they're both Rabbanan. Maybe it's a machlokas about which type of Zecha LeMikdash this mitzvah is. Right? If it's Zecha LeMikdash, Emeshkachech Yerushalayim, that's a Zecher L'Churban HaMikdash. And maybe then you don't have to do it exactly as it was done in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Just count days and don't count weeks. Zecha LeMikdash, that's a Meimar. Says the Griz, V'nira deinze takana shetiknu rabbanan mitzvah sfir bezman hazeh, k'mosha haya hachiyev midarais bezman hamikdash. He's just explaining a meimar, but we're adding it to maybe that's the sheet of Abaya too, the opposite. Right? A meimar is not saying that this is zecha l'mikdash, what was done bezman hamikdash. Because if it's a zecha to what was done bezman hamikdash, so you have to do it like it was done bezman hamikdash, which means days and weeks. T'gam l'shavui boi zecha k'mo l'yome. Don't forget what was done that we did shake in the Beis HaMikdash, but not that we're reenacting what was done in the Mikdash. So maybe that's the Shita of a Meimar. It's Zecha LeMikdash type mourning. Maybe Abaya holds Mitzvah Mimne Yomei, Mitzvah Mimne Shvuei. Maybe fundamentally, the way the Rishonim, the way the Ran understands Abaya is that he also holds as the Rabbanan. But you still have to count days and weeks. Because it's Zecha LeMikdash, the other type. It's Zecha LeBinyan HaMikdash. Remember, they used to count from the day they brought the Karban. The Rambam might understand it the first way. It's a Machlokas Daraisa Durabanan, we pass in Daraisa. That's how the Rambam might understand the Machlokas. But according to the Ran and the Bali Tos, the other Rishonim, maybe the Machlokas says everybody holds as the Rabbanan. But the Machlokas is, what type of Zecha LeMikdash is this? And therefore, that's why we can still count days and weeks, even though it is Durabanan Bizman Hazeh. There is a big discussion, again, where do we go from here? There's a lot of, Sfiras HaOmer has many elements, but we're running out of time. The Shita of the Bahag, big discussion about how many mitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer are there. Right? Is there one mitzvah with 49 parts? Is there 49 separate mitzvahs? Maybe we'll just mention that. There's a whole other discussion whether the Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah that's Eish HaZman Grama or not. Pashtos it is. There's a line in the Ramban in Kiddushin where the Ramban seems to say it's not a Zman Grama, which is very unusual. You would think there's no more Zman Grama mitzvah than this, right? You're counting time. How can the Ramban say it's not a Zman Grama? So some say it's a mistake in the Ramban. Others say it's not a mistake. But that's a fascinating issue. Also, how to define Zman Grama. But the Bahag is the Shita that we're machmer-like. The Bahag is the one that says that if you missed a day, you can't count the next day. If you missed an entire day of 24 hours, you cannot count the next day. cannot count the next day because you need tzmimos. Tzmimos is a yesod that's not in Shas anywhere. It's very famous in the Rishonim. Tzmimos, you need completion. So what does that mean, tzmimos? So that's a big discussion. So the simple understanding of the Bahag is that, well, it's one big fat mitzvah, and therefore if you miss part of it, then you know you can't do the next day with a bracha. You can count, but without a bracha. Maybe the Bahag would say it doesn't even pay to count. But we're machmer like the Bahag, but we're also machmer like the other Rishonim. So the bracha is extra. The mitzvah is to count. So that's why we count, but just in case the Bahag is right, we count without a bracha. But there are many indications that there are 49 separate mitzvahs, even according to the Bahag, and not just one. So there are other explanations of the Bahag. Possibly it's 49 separate mitzvahs, but they have to be in the context of each other. And there has to be a concept of ritzifus, a concept of continuity, even if there are 49 separate mitzvos. So again, that's a discussion in the Achronim about how to understand the sheet of the Bahag. Maybe another time we'll be able to get to talk about that. But we spoke about Sfiras HaOmer today, Daraisa, Darabanan, and a little bit about Zecha LeMikdash as well. Okay, we'll stop here.